Coming up on today's show...
My faith helped me to be the best, and I could be and to give my strength when I failed and when I had moments of failure. On the other hand, when I succeed, the same faith helped me to stay humble and on earth.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for free for the Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out each Monday. That's it, really, just once a week. While you are there on the website doing that, look too at the top of any page on the site, and you will see social media links, logos for the show, specifically Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube, so that you can engage with me and the show that way. The Catholic Sports Radio community, on the other hand, is the Facebook group consisting of listeners of this show and some past guests. That is free to join, and you can also find a link for that too on catholicsportsradio.net. I love hearing from listeners, and so social media as well as the website all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. It's supposed to be a happy time when a team wins a championship. I know. In one city, it's a happy time. I get that. But let's remember that championships are won at many levels, not just the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the World Series, and so on. And so there is a lesson we all can learn as it relates to being ready to enjoy those triumphs peacefully when they happen for our team. Whether that means the pro team that you're a devoted fan of, or the team that you have some association with as a coach, as a parent of one of the players, and so on. I'm referring to the Boston Celtics having won the NBA championship last month, and the unfortunate type of celebrating by fans that I read a report about. The article I saw referred to jerseys being burned, as well as bullying of Dallas Mavericks fans. This is a time to enjoy your team reaching the top and hoisting the trophy that every other team and their fans want. In the New Century version of the Bible, Luke 2, verse 14, says something that we've been singing as a hymn for years and years, yet need to be more mindful of when it comes to our behavior at the time of the ultimate victory for our sports team. Quote, "Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace among the people who please God." Okay, folks, here it is. I am beyond thrilled to welcome a sponsor to Catholic Sports Radio, and specifically Christian Healthcare Ministries. Praise God for their decision to support this show. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a faith-based alternative to traditional health insurance. For over 40 years, CHM has provided a biblical framework that allows Christians to take care of each other's medical bills. Learn more at chministries.org/catholic-radio. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is a former judo champion who has walked the path from seminarian to the diaconate to now ordination, while being in charge of the largest contingent of Olympic chaplains, about 40 Catholic priests, nuns, and lay faithful. This role of service to the world's elite athletes is under the banner of the Holy Games, a project led by the Conference of Bishops of France. Holy Games is the program of the Catholic Church to spiritually accompany the world of sport and major sporting events. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Father Jason Nioka.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Let's start, Father Jason, by having you tell us where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
So I was born in France the 15th of March 1996 in a city called Meaux, which is approximately 40 kilometers from Paris. And I grew up in Seine-et-Marne, close to the amusement park Disneyland Paris. And I'm the third of a family of five children.
And was this a Catholic household that you were raised in? And assuming that you're going to say yes, tell us about any Catholic schools you attended while growing up, and maybe any strong influences on your Catholic faith when you were a young boy.
Effectively, I was raised in a Catholic family, and even if I did not go to Catholic school, but I attended public schools through my entire schooling. I did have a family conversion when I was a teenager, and I got baptized when I was 14 years old. Since this period, I went with my family every year on pilgrimage in Lourdes. It is for sure from that moment that something starts to happen regarding my relationship with God.
Fascinating, fascinating. And if anyone, I have not, but if anyone has been to Lourdes, I'm sure there are many stories that many people can tell, and obviously going there impacted you. Tell us this, Jason, how and when did you get started in sports? Which sports did you play? And when and how did you decide that judo was going to be the sport for you?
So actually, I started judo when I was 3 years old. This sport was recommended to my parents from my psychologist in order for me to express myself and for being self-confident. This sport offers also great values. From 3 to 10 years old, I started to have a lot of competition. And it is from 6, 7 years that I realized that this sport became very important for me. I learned Japanese techniques, and I was very diligent during training. Then I took conscious that something was happening for me with judo. I never really played other sports apart of some handball during 1 year, but it was already obvious for me that judo was my sport.
I don't know if you still compete in judo today. If you do not, then when did you last compete in judo?
Oh, I compete last November with my club. Like, we had the Paris Championship, and we won with my club, so I'm a Parisian champion.
Wow. Tell us when and how you felt called to serve the Lord in terms of going to the seminary.
I received the Lord calling me when I was more or less 14 years old. I was in a search peace in Lourdes when I was there with my family, and I started to wonder how could I serve him. I did not know how, but I always felt in peace, and that is why I start to ask myself, why not become a priest? During that time, I also have been touched by priests around me, priests who gave me testimonials. And then, seminar was for me a place where I met a lot of people who helped me to answer positively to the call of Jesus.
And audience, I want you to know that Father Jason and I are recording this interview just 48 hours after his ordination. Praise God, it is that new that he is a part of the priesthood. He just was ordained 48 hours ago. So praise God, and let's keep him in our prayers as he continues forward in this journey. Father Jason, I read a quote from you that said, "Sports give values that allow me to live a faith rooted in Christ," end quote. Can you explain that and also give us some examples of what those values are?
So sports gave me values which are the same that we also need as a Christian, like perseverance, self-control, orderliness, and sovereignty. many qualities we need to give the best of ourselves. Sometimes when I lost, I think the sport gave me the perseverance to carry on, to keep my mind positively and say, you are going to be the best. And when I fall in my faith as well, I think the sport learned me to keep the perseverance in the faith.
And perseverance we saw very recently, audience, in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Edmonton Oilers were down 3-0, and they did not give up. Ultimately, they did not win, but they pushed it to 7 games, and that perseverance is what made the difference between them getting swept in 4 straight versus pushing it to 7 games. So, Father Jason, certainly perseverance is very present in so many sports.
That's true, yes.
Now that Father Jason has laid a good foundation for us, I want to roll up our sleeves on the Holy Games, since it is a truly unique initiative and might even give us something different to contemplate as we watch the Olympics when the Games begin in Paris later this month. I do want to thank all of you who listen to the show, whether you've been with Catholic Sports Radio for some time now or just recently discovered the show. I feel like I've been hearing from a few folks in the latter category recently. I really am grateful, though, regardless of how long you've been listening to Catholic Sports Radio. Help me out and please spread the word so we can grow the audience together and be in community in leading more of our brothers and sisters closer to Christ. My appreciation also to one of you that was not only listening recently, but listening closely. I had said on a recent episode about a specific website expense that came in, and a listener stepped up and made a donation to cover that for me. Thank you very much. You know who you are. This person instructed me to not say their name. I appreciate it very much nonetheless. On that note, I do want to clarify something. Audience, when I ask you to prayerfully consider this ministry as part of your tithing, it dawned on me recently that maybe some people are interpreting that word, tithing, as to mean ongoing, as in, I tithe regularly to my local parish, and now Bruce is asking me to consider doing the same with Catholic Sports Radio too? No. As much as I would sure appreciate it if you felt moved to do something recurring, what I'm referring to is a one-time financial contribution. Sure, if you feel moved some other time to give again, praise God, thank you. But check it all out for yourself and see. There is a blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They will both get you to the same place. As some listeners and guests who have done it would attest, that is fast, easy, and secure. Now, there's no list of amounts to have to choose from. You simply type in whatever amount you're comfortable giving. And by the way, this will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal. This method, the donate button on the website, is how this individual who I'm thanking for covering the website expense did exactly that. Alternatively, as some folks have opted to do, you can get in touch with me about sending a check through the mail, contact me through the website or through social media, or just email me via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will email you back with the details on sending something that way. Regardless of which method you use, the blue Donate to CSR button on the website or sending me a check, with your permission, I will happily say your name on the air as a public thanks, or as you're hearing with what I'm saying here, as having been instructed to do, you can ask to remain anonymous. I'm grateful for your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to move more people closer to Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Father Jason, let's talk about the Holy Games. In the intro, I said that it's a project led by the Conference of Bishops of France, and I went on to say that Holy Games is the program of the Catholic Church to spiritually accompany the world of sport and major sporting events. Right now, let's just focus on the upcoming Olympics later this month. What will you specifically be doing as part of the Holy Games, both in the final weeks leading up to the Olympics, as well as at and during the Olympics?
My mission for the Holy Games is that I'm the referent of the Catholic Church inside of the multi-confessional center, the multi-faith center, the place where all the athletes will have spiritual life. And I do have to coordinate all the Catholic chaplain, who we have a mission to the Olympics Games and Paralympics. This center will be a reception center for the athlete, a place where they can be welcomed and heard. And I will help them to find where will take place Holy Mass, for example. So we do have a church nearby the center, and Mass will take place in English, French, Spanish, and they will also have the possibility to go to confession as a priest will be available for give them this sacrament.
Well, and thank you for mentioning the Paralympics. That's my mistake. So to be clear, audience, the Holy Games is going to serve both the Olympics and the Paralympics. And I also understand, Father Jason, that as much as you and I are talking about what's being done for Catholic athletes, there will be religious personnel available to people of other faiths, yes?
Yes, that's true. So for example, in the multi-faith center, we are sharing the same room with Protestant and Orthodox, so it's like a Christian room. So we are going to manage this room like praying together, like present worship, Lectio Divina. But when they are specifically Catholic asking for the athlete, so we have some priest and a church around the multi-faith center for the athlete.
You mentioned this, but I want to revisit it. Even though any of us can go to Mass in another country and still follow along, even if it's being said in another language, you're saying that there will be Masses offered in English, French, and I think you said Spanish, but to accommodate the Olympians who are coming from so many countries around the world, will there be Mass said in something other than those three languages? Will there be assistive devices for translation, or is it just those three?
Of course, so there will be Mass in many languages, as of French, English, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese. It will depend on the demand we have. We will try our best to offer the possibility to attend Mass in all languages that we can. So we have the chance to have Jesuit priests near the multi-faith center, and we also have the community of missionary priests from Asia, so their priests also speak Asian languages, so we have a great chance to have a priest speaking a lot of language in Paris.
Would you describe the mission of the Holy Games as being reactive, meaning we are here for the people who are coming and looking for Mass, or is there some element of being proactive and trying to get people to know Jesus who maybe don't know him and are there simply as athletes and not as Christians?
So Holy Games is not only a program for the Olympics Games, but it is also a project for the future in order to offer a national chaplaincy for all the athletes in the country, for example. So we did realize that following athletes in a spiritual way is very important. This program will last and get developed in the future. It could even be a source of inspiration for the Olympics in LA in 2028.
The way I understand it, the Holy Games is not just a program for the Olympic Games, as you just mentioned. So what are some of the other major sporting events that the Holy Games was already present at? And what are some others in the future that the Holy Games will be active with?
So I just spoke about the example of the Olympics in LA to give a source of inspiration. But for example, in last September, so during the World Cup of Rugby, Holy Games was starting to have like fan zone to watch the game and also to pray before and to meet some athletes. So we just understand that it's very important also for Holy Games to be present in some very important sports events.
When was the Holy Games program started?
It started in 2023 in April.
Okay.
Last day.
So perhaps now that it's launched, maybe we will see a presence for the Holy Games in the future at, say, the Pan American Games or maybe the Southeast Asian Games or other multi-sport games?
Yes, definitely.
In other words, it's not limited to just serving events that are taking place in France.
No, because Holy Games, I think it's an example about what the church can do for the sport. So if Holy Games could be in different countries, maybe in different form, that would be great to show that we can do a pastoral with the sport.
Very nice, very nice. In your days as a competitive athlete, we mentioned earlier your sport was judo. Two questions. Is it obvious that you will be trying to get to the Olympic judo competition to watch as much of that in person as you can? And how present was your faith in your athletic life when you were a judo champion?
When I was an athlete, a judo champion, my faith helped me to be the best. And I could be and to give my strength when I failed and when I had moment of failure. The same faith helped me to stay humble and on earth. Faith always helped me to give the best of ourselves and to never forget to give grace to the Lord for what He allows for us. So, but for me, faith was very useful during my defeats. It is good to put into a perspective and accept to lose. And even if we try our best, I think the most important is to keep going and try again. So, of course, I will try to watch judo competition. And I still have friends who will be there, and I'm still passionate by this sport.
You have friends who will be competing, I'm guessing, maybe on the French Olympic team?
Yes, yes.
Wow, a very exciting time. Is the venue where the Olympic judo will be held, is that far from where you're based?
Yes, because the Olympic judo competition will be in the south of Paris, and the village is in the north, so it's not close to the village.
Well, folks, when we have guests on that have significant athletic accomplishments, we certainly like to hear a highlight or two from those. But in the case of Father Jason, as I mentioned earlier, just 48 hours ago, he was ordained a priest. So I thought it would be fitting if, instead of asking him about a memorable moment from his judo career, if we ask him to close us out by telling us all about his ordination that just took place. Father Jason, take us back to Sunday and your ordination into the priesthood.
Oh, so my ordination was, of course, an amazing day. To be honest with you, I'm still being in the clouds because it was only 2 days ago. I give thanks to the Lord for this wonderful gift He made me. Yes.
Does getting ordained to the priesthood, is there any degree of nervousness? I'm thinking about an athlete that's about to go out in the field or a performer who's about to go on the stage. Is there nervousness about being ordained, or is it just peace because of the Lord's presence? Is it excitement because you've reached the end of your journey?
I was really in peace. To give an example, before the ordination, I had the same feeling when I was in the semi-final in the French championship, like, not pressure, but I was in peace to give my best and to be with God and to just to have pleasure, to be happy, to live this moment in my journey.
Okay, but now I have to ask you, though, how were you able to find that peace when you were in the French semi-final? Because that sounds like a very challenging environment to be in.
I know.
Was it prayer?
Yes, it was prayer and very concentrate on myself as well. You know, for me, it was very important to have like 30 minutes with the Blessed Sacrament and just to pray God and to ask me to give me the strength, to give me the peace, and just to trust Him in what He wants for me.
Beautiful. Back to your ordination. What was the church? Who was the bishop? What city was this in?
So I was ordained in my diocese, in the diocese of Meaux, the city where I was born. So I was ordained in the cathedral by my bishop, Bishop Jean-Yves Namias. And So in my diocese, we have also auxiliary bishop Guillaume de Lille, and it was a great day.
I'm sure. And congratulations again on that. Before I say thank you, audience, you know that when I have a member of the clergy on, I always defer to the guest to do our closing prayer. So, Father Jason, I do want to thank you for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio, but if you would please close us out with a prayer.
No problem. So I will try to pray in English.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks God to the Olympic Games. Let's pray for all the athletes that they give their life to the sport, but some of the athletes want to give also their life to God. And also we can pray for the Catholic Church, for every listener, and just pray and finish with one Hail Mary to pray for all the people that are suffering in the world. Hail Mary,
Mary,
full
full
of
of grace,
grace,
the
the
Lord
Lord
is
is
with
with
thee.
thee. Blessed
Blessed
art
art thou
thou
among
among
women,
women, and
and
blessed
blessed
the
is the
fruit of
fruit of
thy
thy womb,
womb,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Holy
Holy
Mary,
Mary,
Mother
Mother
of
of God,
God,
pray
pray for
for
us
us sinners
sinners
now
now and at the
and the
hour
hour
of
of
our
our
death.
death.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Jason.
Thank you.
Audience, thank you so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net or .com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, CATH, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.